maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. This morning, we speak with Richard Petkovic from the Cultural Arts Collective and Sydney Sacred Music Festival. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
Yes, we will be talking about the release of the first single of the Sydney World Music Chamber of Orchestra. But before we do that, first, who is the Sydney World Music Chamber Orchestra?
Who is it? That's a good question. It's these wonderful musicians from different cultural backgrounds that live in Sydney, basically. A lot of them in Western Sydney. And the idea of the orchestra is to showcase to the world that our diverse instruments and cultural talents can come together and create something new and fresh for Australia.
How long has it been going, the orchestra?
We launched in 2014 as part of the Sydney Sacred Music Festival. And we were funded by the Australia Council to get that together. And we did, and it's been going on, plodding along up until this exciting date now, where we've got our single to come out.
Yeah, and who are the members of the orchestra?
There's too many to list.
Yeah.
There's lots of beautiful people.
But they're from different cultures, yeah.
That's right. We've got Buku Ganberget, who's a Mongolian throat singer and horse fiddle player, which is sort of like a cello.
Yeah.
But from his culture, Nicholas Ning, who plays the Chinese urhu, Chinese violin, and does lots of amazing things. We have Gambira Alumi, who's an Aboriginal vocalist. We have Ngoc Thuan Hong, who's a beautiful Vietnamese classical guitarist. We have lots of people. I can keep going forever.
So this ensemble is a reflection of Australia's diversity.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what drove me to put this together, is that, you know, we've got these hidden treasures there. How can we put them together and show the world, you know, what we've got? And it's unique. It's unique to the place. This is like a place-making project. We've found these people in this place, and we're creating something, showing the world, you know, if you invest in your local resources, that we can create something beautiful.
Yeah. It's just unfortunate that there is no Filipino members of the orchestra. Maybe soon.
I'm open.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the song River. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a beautiful song written by Maria Mitar and myself. And Maria talks about the lyrics being about her coming to terms really with her mother passing away. You know, she was feeling, you know, this crazy world that we live in, and then her mother passed away, and the grief that hit her, not only was it, you know, life-changing, but it really opened up her life to see how, you know, this connection between mother and child, this intangible, unseen, but energetic connection is there, and when it's gone, it's powerful, and it's, you know, it's all sorts of things. So, but it's not a sad song. It's a song that comes to terms with that and projects, you know, a feeling of hope and beauty.
Yeah. It's a ballad song, I understand?
Yeah. It's a ballad song. It's got beautiful violins and strings from the orchestra and vocals from, you know, Shorat Tulsin, who's a Muslim Uyghur from Silk Road in China. He does this wonderful outro with Aboriginal vocals and that. And so it's a nice mix of ballad, instrumental classical sounds, and catchy lyrics.
Yeah. Richard, most of us know that Western Sydney is a very diverse community where different cultures, including the Filipinos, live together. But in its promo, it says that in the song River, you will see the diversity of Western Sydney. Tell us about this.
Well, you know, like I said, it's about the diversity. This orchestra is about the diversity of Western Sydney. It's just showcasing these wonderful hidden treasures that are there and the wonderful instruments that these people play. It's about just showcasing and bringing profile to these, you know, these artists who have got amazing talents but are not playing at the Sydney Opera House where they should be.
Yeah. When is the official release of the song River?
It's on the 17th of March, which is next week, I think.
Yeah.
And we've got a beautiful video that's filmed in Western Sydney as well that will accompany that piece. So not only can you hear the diversity, but you'll see it as well, which is lovely.
Are there going to be a program or a performance of the orchestra for the release of the song?
No, not initially. Our next concert's a bit far away in September. But, so unless something else pops up, we're just aiming for that to get the single out there, get the video out there, and then work towards that big concert at the Jones Sutherland Theatre in Penrith on the 10th of September.
Oh, okay. Is it also part of the Sydney Sacred Music Festival, which is happening in September?
Yeah, that's right. It will be. It'll be part of that on the second weekend of the festival, yes.
Yeah. Mentioning that, I know the World Collide, which we featured, I think, 2 years ago in our program.
Yes.
There is one Filipino being part of the World Collide. Can we talk a bit about that?
Yeah, we're performing on Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, Saturday at the Paramasala Festival, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Is it under your supervision also, the World Collide?
It is, yes.
Yeah. Can you tell us how did the group come together?
Well, it was a vision I had to bring a more urban sounding and contemporary sound of Western Sydney together with its diversity, whereas the orchestra was focusing on traditional sounds and, for want of a better word, attacking the classical sort of world and world music world, whereas Worlds Collide is about providing that energy from the streets, which MC Yeski does really well, you know, Filipino young man from Mount Druitt.
Mm, yeah.
He brings his political tinge and his, you know, observations of the streets to the sound, and we wanted to back that and make a really unique sound, and we do that by involving electronic sounds and drums from Coco Varma, who's got an Indian background but from London.
Yeah.
And some of the orchestra members come together as well to provide that world music sound, a bit of hip-hop and the electronic beat. So really taking a modern contemporary sound out of Western Sydney.
Richard, I'm just curious, why are you into collaborating and putting together the different cultures in Sydney?
Because, you know, it's all about love, really. You know,
yeah.
To see all these beautiful people there that from marginalized communities, unrecognized communities. There's lots of racism. There's, you know, around the world. I think we need projects like this. And, you know, I'm a believer that if you focus positive intention on people, that something positive and beautiful can come back at you. And the way I do that is by creating art. And, you know, be it the orchestra or Worlds Collide, it's all got the same message that if we come together and listen to each other, we can create something beautiful and that can rise above the sort of low negativity that the media puts out there. Mm-hmm. So it's my single-handed attempt to try and change the world.
Yeah. Again, invite our listeners for the release of the song River.
Well, I'd really love your listeners to have a listen to the song River. It'll be on the Cultural Arts Collective website, it'll be on iTunes and Bandcamp and all those sorts of things. So come the 17th or even beforehand, you can snoop around on the internet, you can find it out there somewhere until the media gets released. But yeah, really looking forward to hearing what people think and seeing if it actually touches people's hearts like I think it does.
Thank you very much, Richard Petkovic from the Cultural Arts Collective and Sydney Sacred Music Festival.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio Mobile App. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.